Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. It's good to be together again. Welcome, 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 everyone. Just so good to see all of you who are on the line early. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say, oh, Lord, you're doing something today. Amen. Praise God. So good to see you all on this day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So Pastor Mom is here, hallelujah, with a big smile on her face, amen, and she's ready to pray us in this morning. You going to start with the Lord's Prayer, Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Our Father.
Yeah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us the trespasses.
Give us our trespasses.
As we give trespasses against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we'll say this prayer together.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thy own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read our scripture today, and our scripture today will be Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, King James Version, and we can all read it together. Psalm 100, King James Version. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, that Psalm 100 is just packed with good stuff. Amen. Just good things in it. Hallelujah. We praise God for Psalm 100. Let's go to Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3, the King James Version. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James.
Okay.
Amen. Let's read together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So those of you who have been with us for a while, you know that the Lord has spoke to us about magnifying him. And, you know, because the Lord's word reveals himself through his name. Amen. And so we have been challenged. That's the big word these days. We have a challenge to know the names of God from A to Z. And it's a journey because we can't know all that he is, but it's just a journey to be able to look and find. You know, sometimes God plays hide and seek with us. It's not so much a game, but it is in a way. Well, he'll hide himself because he wants us to seek him. In Psalm 27, it says, the Lord said, oh, well, you said, seek my face. And my heart said unto you, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. So he wants us to be active seekers of who he is, to look for him. And then to even to record who he is. Now, you know, I keep saying I'm like a CD on repeat or a playlist with the same song over and over again. But the Lord has just led us that this is so important. It's very simple, yet it's very important to know who he is and to be ready to say who he is. Because sometimes, you know, we may forget who we are, but we can't forget who he is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've asked you to give me testimonies. If the Lord says something to you, even about who he is, or even financial testimonies, we don't have to know all your business, but, you know, just give a testimony. So this week, a friend of mine sent me something that was just beautiful. And I wanted to share it with you. What she said was, this morning I was feeling so sad for the body of Christ, just feeling a defeated spirit in the atmosphere. Then God turned my mourning into dancing. Yay! To know who he is all it takes. Be of good courage. I have overcome the world, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And then she sent me a little animated cartoon of what is it? I guess a little mouse and a bird dancing around. It looked like they're having the best time ever. You know, God wants us to know who he is. And when things happen, we can't be trying to figure out, well, are you the God who's going to do X, Y, and Z? Are you going to provide for me? Or are you going to, you know, are you the God that's going to be there with me? Are you the one who's not going to leave me or forsake me? Or are you? And so it's best if we know who he is. And like I said, we may not remember who we are, but we got to remember who he is. I pray we always remember who we are in him. Amen. And that's going to just change us on the inside and change our atmosphere around us. Praise God. So for a while, we were having all of you to say who the Lord is to you, and we will get back to that at some point in time. But right now, what the Lord has me doing, and I challenge you to do this as well, is to collect, to look for, and to collect and meditate on who God is. So I found this really, really good YouTube video. I played it last week. I want to play it again this week. And for about, I'll play it for maybe about 4 or 5 minutes, something like that. But the names of God, it's called, it's on YouTube. It's called The Names of God, Genesis to Revelation. I may not play it a whole 5 minutes, but we'll just see how the Lord leads this morning. But listen to what is being said. And I have been so blessed by this, you know, just listening to the names of God. I've added it to my time of meditation where I just lay out before the Lord and I'll play the names of God from Genesis to Revelation. And then, you know, take the time to meditate on who he is. Because I'm telling you, if we don't need it now, we're going to need it in the future. And he keeps telling me that over and over again. So I thank my friend for sending me that testimony this morning. All right, so let's hear this. The names of God, Genesis to Revelation. We won't go all the way through. It's 21 minutes long, but we'll hear some of it this morning.
He is God the Creator. He is Ruach Elohim, the wind and breath of God. He is Adonai Elohim, my Lord, Master, Provider. He is the Covenant Maker. He is the Avenger. He is El Elyon, God Most High. He is your shield, your great reward. He is the living one who sees me. He is El Shaddai, Almighty God of Heaven. He is the Judge. He is the Everlasting God. He is Adonai Yireh, God Will Provide. He is the Interpreter, God of Dreams. He is I Am. He is your mouthpiece. He is your deliverer. He is your redeemer. God of miracles. He is in the midst of the earth. He is the cloud by day and fire by night. Adonai will fight for you. He is my strength and my song. He is a warrior. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is a jealous God. He is a consuming fire. He is compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, loving kindness, truth, mercy, forgiving, and justice. He is the glory in the tabernacle. He is holy. He is Adonai who has set you apart. He is God of spirits. He is Adonai who goes before you. He is the sovereign of all the earth.
Hallelujah. He is sovereign of all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So hopefully you've heard that this morning and added to your list from A to Z of who God is. Amen. And as we know who he is, we'll know who we are in him. Amen. Well, we have some guests here. A lot of times it's just Pastor Mom and myself here in the room. But today, hallelujah, today we have Minister Joy from Memphis. Yay! Hallelujah. And then we have Minister Mary from Memphis. Yay! Amen. So they're going to help us with the service today. So we'll go into our declarations. And I'm going to start off with our declaration scriptures, and then we'll turn it over to Minister Joy, who will lead us in our declarations as we repeat after her. Then we'll have a time of praise and worship. I believe we're going to hear from Sister McDowell this morning. She's just really on our heart. She's been one of our praise and worship people, and she's really going through right now. So just her daughter is 18, and she's been going through cancer for 6 years. Angelina is a walking miracle of the Lord, and we continue to lift her up in prayer. The doctors are saying that they've gone as far as they can go, but we know who Dr. Jesus is. Amen. And then after we hear our praise and worship with Sister McDowell, then we're going to, Minister Mary is going to take us prayer for finances. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Mom, yay, is going to be speaking. So let's, for our declarations, those who may not know, the Lord gave us these declarations well over a year ago, and we've continued to stand on them, declare and decree them, and we've seen God do some things. Hallelujah. We've seen that, yes, these declarations stand in our lives. So Job 22:28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Hallelujah. So as we pray, we know that his word is established as we declare and decree it, and light is shining. And then we have Isaiah 40:8, which says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah. Amen. So, Minister Joy, you behind her. Okay, go ahead.
Repeat after me. No weapon.
No weapon.
Formed against me.
Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
This is the heritage.
This is the heritage.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
Will prosper.
Will prosper.
For I am light.
For I am light.
A tree.
A tree.
That's planted.
That's planted.
By the streams of water.
By the streams of water.
Christ.
Tell us the scripture.
Oh, Isaiah 54:17 and Psalms 1:3.
Amen.
Number two is Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ
every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created
into function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Number three,
Great is the peace.
Of my children and children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord.
Isaiah 54:13.
Amen.
I have no lack.
For my God.
Meets all of my needs.
According to his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus.
Philippians 4:19.
It says the Spirit of truth.
Comes to me.
Teaches me. All things.
And he guides me.
Into all truth.
Therefore,
I confess. I have perfect knowledge
of every situation
and every circumstance that I come up against.
For I ask
for the wisdom
of God.
John 16:13 and James 1:5 says the peace of God
that transcends all understanding
guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
excellent,
and praiseworthy.
That's Philippians 4:7-8. It says, God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
He's given me everything I need.
For life and godliness. Therefore,
I participate
in his divine
nature of love.
Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, and John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. The decorations.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's go to our time of praise and worship. And as I said before, keep Sister McDowell and her family in your prayers. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad.
We rejoice.
Hallelujah. His mercies are fresh and new every morning.
You're so faithful, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for touching each and every one of us who's here today with your faithfulness. There's so many things that we have on our hearts. There are the needs that we have, the things that you've even told us about, the promises that you've made to us. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. We can trust, we can lean, we can rely on you to do all that you said that you were going to do in your word, hallelujah. And then those things that you have spoken to us personally, Lord. And we're praying right now for each and every one of us. Give us the strength, give us the courage, give us the very patience, hallelujah, and the joy as we're going through it to wait on you, Lord God, hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God, for even this beautiful saint that said many years ago that she was satisfied to wait on the Lord, hallelujah. We are satisfied to wait on you, Lord, as we feed on your faithfulness, as we lean on your faithfulness, situation, every circumstance, every relationship in our lives. Hallelujah. We bless you for it now. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. And I just hear the Lord say, and I believe he's talking to all of us, be at peace. Be at peace. I am with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, and I'll never fail you. Whatever's going on in your life right now, hold on to the peace that I give you. My peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hold on to the peace that I've given to you. Don't look to the right or to the left. Hallelujah. You may not know what to do, but just keep your eyes on me, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I've brought you through before. Rehearse those times that you know that you know that you know that you heard from me. And you know that you know that you know that I brought you through it. Go back and rehearse those times for such a time as this. Hallelujah. And that will help you to hold on to your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you don't even know that you're just one praise away from what I have for you. You're just one praise away from it. So keep praising me. Keep giving me glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And now we're going to have our minister, Mary, to lead us in our prayer for our finances. Hallelujah.
Prayer for finance. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you.
My finances to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be a good steward.
Of all that you have given me.
And walk in total agreement. As to how. It is to be dispersed. I pray that.
I will learn to live.
Free of burdensome debt. Where I have not been wise. Bring restoration. And give me guidance. Show me how.
I can help increase my finances.
And not decrease them.
Unwisely.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray that I will find
it easy
to give
to you,
to give to you,
and to others,
and to others,
as you have instructed,
as you have instructed,
in your word,
in your word.
Give me wisdom,
give me wisdom,
to handle money wisely,
to handle money wisely.
Help me,
help me,
make good decisions,
make good decisions,
as to how I spend,
as to how I spend.
I pray that I will find,
that I will find
the perfect balance,
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly,
between spending needlessly,
and being miserly,
and being miserly.
May I always be paid well for the work I do,
for the work I do.
And may my money not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
all wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious about finance, but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name. Luke 12:31.
Amen.
Is there anything you want to say, Minister Mary?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, just to let you know, and thank you so much for reading that. I could feel that.
Amen.
Like, you weren't just reading, you were talking to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. So there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC. If you're in the Heritage House, you can come to the door, and we are in 2E. Or you can mail and make your check. You can put it in the mail and make your check payable to ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So it's a long name, so make it short, ESLCCC. And our location is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. And I just want to reiterate, I'm that playlist with the same song on it, saying that this is a time of a wealth transfer. You know, even when the unemployment was so high and so many things are going on, but in the spirit realm, and you got to be in the spirit on this, you can't be in the natural on this, in the spirit realm, this is a time of the great wealth transfer. Hallelujah. No time in my life have I heard the word $1 trillion said so many times. Amen. So there is the wealth transfer, and the way that we're in on this, the way that we get in by the Spirit of God, is through tithes and through offering. Hallelujah. That gets us in position to be able to receive whatever God has for us. And he does have a lot for us. Praise God. Because he owns the cattle on the thousand hills, all the silver and the gold, and the Bitcoin belong to him. Hallelujah. I never said that before, but hey, the Bitcoins belong to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And they're going back up again, those people who are into cryptocurrency. It's back up in the 50,000s again for one coin. We give God all the glory. Hallelujah. So let's pray over our giving. Those who are giving through Cash App right now, those who are writing your checks and are preparing to bring them to the door or send them in the mail, Father God, right now we just lift them up to you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Your word says that if we would just try you and test you on time, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that's too much for us to receive. That's an overflow blessing. We thank you for our overflow blessings from tithing. Glory to God. And also you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Therefore, our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise that there will be no holes in our pockets dripping money out as we go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we lift up those who are giving today. You said in your word, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you for that overflow from giving, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And we thank you, Lord God, that your promises include money and things that money cannot begin to touch. So we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. For these tithes and these offerings that are given even right now. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. And we all say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Pastor Mom is our speaker this morning, but before she speaks, I'm going to play one more song and hear. Hallelujah. Minister Joy Bryant. Amen. She's our friend here, and God uses her in a great way. Amen. Hallelujah. There we go. Thank you, Lord. So we give God the praise as we listen to the song Your Will by Minister Joy Bryant.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come. The King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord. Everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I'm presenting my body for your will, 'cause I gotta
Well, we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, let your will be done, your kingdom come in all of our lives in the name of Jesus. So now we're going to have our senior pastor, Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy, hallelujah, 89 years young, sharing the word of God with us today. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Welcome to everybody. I thank you all for being here with me today. And I will give you all what I need.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord. And we talk about all the things that we need.
You read it from Psalm 103?
Psalm 103.
And you want us to repeat it after you?
Yes.
Psalm 103?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Psalm 103, verses 1 through 8.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Okay, Pastor Mom.
I am. This is the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And all that is within me.
And all that is within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And forget not all my benefits.
And forget not all his benefits.
Yes, Lord. And forgive all
Your iniquity. Who forgives all your iniquity.
Who
heals all your diseases.
Okay.
Redeems
your life from
destruction. Who redeems your life from destruction.
Who draws
crown
your way with
loving kindness.
With loving kindness.
Who crowns you with loving kindness.
And tender mercy.
Who
satisfies your mouth with good things.
Amen. Who satisfies your mouth with good things.
And that
your youth
is renewed by
the eagle. So that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
The Lord
executes righteousness. The Lord executes righteousness.
Justice for all who are
oppressed. And justice for all who are oppressed.
Okay. He made known his way to
Moses. He made known his ways to Moses.
His act to the children of Israel. The Lord is mercy and
gracious.
The
Lord is merciful and gracious.
Slow to anger and abound to mercy.
Amen. Slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Pastor Mom, you want to talk to us about something else?
Yes, feeding the Lord feeds all of us.
Yes.
And he just takes care of us all. He takes care of us all. And I think he takes care of everything.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And I just thank the Lord for this. Will he take care of us all and be with us all and
yes.
take care of us all and make heaven and earth
yes.
last, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord, for being with us and stand up.
Yes.
Hold us in the hollow of our hands.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for every piece and hand for the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord, for taking care of us. Because we need you, Lord. We
yes.
need you every step of the way.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by. We need you all the time, Lord. We need you. We need your peace. We need your heart. We need everything,
yes.
Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for
Hallelujah.
Just being with us and standing by.
Hold
us in the hollow of our hands and everything.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You've been trusting in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. With all your heart. Yes. Hallelujah.
And then not unto your own understanding. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Be with us and stand by us. Lead us along the way.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. Bless his holy name. Amen. Well, we just thank God for that word through Pastor Mom this morning. Hallelujah. It was a heartfelt word. She spoke from her heart this morning and from the word of God, and we thank God for her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was touched this morning. I pray that you were touched too. Amen. There's words and there's words, and there were words that were said even in the spirit realm by the Spirit of the Lord as she was talking, and just touched my heart, and I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Well, as we go on, we want to we believe that most people who are with us this morning are born again, that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But we know that, you know, maybe sometime in the future, someone may listen to this. Hallelujah. And they may not be born again. And so we want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You may not know for sure that you are saved. You may not know that you're born again. You may have gone to church when you were a child and you know, you just may not know if you're born again. Well, we're going to speak the word of God today, and we will know. You will know for sure that you are born again and that heaven is your home. John 3:16, and please say it with me if you know it. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. Amen. Good, good. And then Romans 10:9 says, say it with me if you know it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So God wants us to know that he loves us so much. He loves
yes.
us with an everlasting love.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When we know that he loves us so much, then it makes it easier to say a prayer, and that's confessing with your mouth, and it makes it easier to believe in your heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. believe in your heart something that happened over 2,000 years ago that none of us was there to see. And so we have to believe by faith the word of God that says that that Jesus came, died on the cross for us, and that God raised him from the dead. Amen. So you make a choice to believe what the Bible has said. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, and you'll be saved. Oh, it's simple. It's very simple. But it's complex in that after you pray this prayer, you will have eternal life. Amen. But God wants us to come to him as a child, as a little child, believing. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe.
I believe.
You died for me.
You died for me.
And that God.
That God.
Raised you from the dead.
Forgive me,
of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And show me your way.
And now I know. I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time and you prayed it with all your heart, you meant it, you are born again. Hallelujah. And heaven is your home.
Oh, yes.
If you prayed that prayer, you prayed it a while back, and you know that you're born again, you know that you're saved, then this prayer for you was a rehearsal to help you to know how to pray for somebody else, pray with somebody else so that they can be born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is, people are leaving out of here quick, fast, and in a hurry. Some people are here one moment, and the next moment they are gone. I mean, and not like they were sick. They were healthy and gone. So we must be ready at any time to pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. With someone. And on our Get 'Em Radio broadcast all this month on Thursday, we have an evangelism boot camp that will help you to be able to pray with someone to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And it's all this month, all the month of October, on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So while I'm saying, giving announcements, I'm going to go ahead and give those. But first, I'm moving too fast. Lord, we just commit and commend those who received you as Lord and Savior. We commit and commend them to you right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you just fill them with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That they are filled and they are preserved with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And they are just filled with you. Hallelujah. From the inside out to overflow with your very presence living on the inside of them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you give them power, as you've given all of us power to live right, to walk right, power, hallelujah, to read the word of God and to understand the word of God. We give you praise for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And we want to also invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you are welcome to be a part of us because you are a part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And you will learn more about your Savior and your Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines in just a few moments. So if you have any comments, you want to encourage Pastor Mom, the woman of God who spoke today. Hallelujah. This is also Clergy Appreciation Month. So if you'd like to say anything to her or even myself this month, praise God. Hallelujah. That would be great. While you're thinking, and I don't see anybody's number one key pressed, so If your number one key is pressed, send me a text and let me know, because I don't see any. And sometimes the number one key does not work. Amen. Let me just tell you briefly while you're about to press your number one key that what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family. Okay, tomorrow we'll have Bible teaching, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And we do that every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. So when you have your lunch on Monday, have a lunch date with us, amen, and you'll learn more about the Word of God. She's an excellent, excellent teacher. Praise God. And it's about maybe about 40 minutes or so, and we don't open up the line, so you're listening during that time so you can eat and listen. Amen. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have volunteers, and anyone can volunteer to call in and pray for 15 minutes in tongues. Amen. So we have four people every week that volunteer 15 minutes in tongues, and then we get an interpretation of those tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it is the interpretations we found out is like a prophecy. So we're hearing from God, you know, what he's saying. So that's Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And I've just found out that our number one key is not working today. Amen. So those people who told me, I'm going to open up your line, Minister Rachel and Pastor Price. And then after they speak, I'll open up everyone's line. And so if you want to say anything, you have an opportunity to at that time. Now, on this Wednesday, we have prophetic healing with the healing community, Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. So they'll be here with us. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. If you know someone who's going through something who needs healing, you need healing. Praise God. Call in. God moves in a great way as we gather together. This week we have guest hosts, and our guest hosts will be Pastor Price and Minister Elaine. So it's going to be like really power-packed, charged. This Wednesday as well, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. God's going to move mightily by his Spirit. Hallelujah. On Thursday, we have the Evangelism Boot Camp the rest of this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then next Sunday, we come back for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and Lord willing, I'll be speaking. Glory to God. So I'm looking forward to it because next week I'm going on a sabbatical and spending time with the Lord, and I believe he's going to tell me something good to share with you on next Sunday. Hallelujah. I get to lay out before him and just rest, I'm looking forward to hearing all that he has to say and then bringing it back and sharing it with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we get ready to open up the lines, let's see if anyone in the room wants to say anything. Okay. Okay. Minister Joy is like, yeah, it's good. It's good. Minister Mary, did you want to say anything? Okay. Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I know you all were very encouraged by Pastor Mom. Y'all started clapping.
Oh, yes. Great words. Great words.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And when a 89-year young person begins to speak, you just got to listen to whatever they say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we appreciate you, Pastor Mom.
Thank you.
Amen. You could have said, "Ah, forget about this. Just turn it over to somebody else." But you said that you're willing to do whatever the Lord has for you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so we're going to open the line first for Minister Rachel and then for Pastor Price. Welcome, Minister
Hallelujah.
Rachel and family.
Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you. Oh, it's just me in the room. The kids are watching something.
Okay.
I was so encouraged. And even what you said is about Pastor Mom, because she is in the Lord, and I just thank God for the wisdom that come at her. It does touches all of our hearts and builds us up to continue with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I just thank God for his goodness. He had me to read John 6 and 66. And when I read that, I was like, oh, Lord. I was saying
wow.
within myself, it's time to stay with him. And you know what that scripture says, John 6 and verse 66. Oh, Malachi just came in the room. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I said I was going to listen in with my mom.
Yeah, he said he wanted to listen in with me. So he just now came in the room.
I wanted to keep my promise.
John. He said he wanted to read John 6, verse 66 with me.
Okay.
I think, let me see. I'm going to it. Okay, I see it.
Okay.
It's about when, okay. It says, from the time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And then, I'll read 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And you know what Simon Peter said after that.
Yeah.
I believe we read it. Yeah. Okay, God said, read it. Okay, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, say it with me, Malachi.
Lord.
Then, to whom we shall we go? To whom shall we go? Yes, thou hast the words of eternal life.
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
Hallelujah. And then he says, and we believe.
And we believe.
And are sure.
Are sure.
That thou art the that Christ.
That thou art that Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of the living God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then after that in verse 70, Jesus had answered them, and had not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil. So I just want to thank God that having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Oh.
And I thank God for Pastor Mom's life. Hallelujah, too. I was brought to tears with the last part that you said before you had opened my line about Pastor Mom, because I thank God for all of those years, and still even now she still yet says yes to the Lord. And that's what we have to keep on saying with every day that he allows us to live and breathe his breath of life, to keep saying yes to his will and yes to his way, because he went all the way to the cross. He didn't say no. Even when he asked for the cup to pass, he still let the Lord, the Father know while he was on earth that he's going to complete, that he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. And he did it, and he went all the way. Even though he got beat and skirt all the way there, spit it on all the way there, he felt all of that for us and then some. Even with all the times that I've given birth to all my children, that is only what a tiny bit of pain felt like, what Jesus felt for me on this earth. And so I thank him.
Amen.
I thank him for the strength that he provides through her to continue to say yes.
Yes.
And I thank him for when he blesses to hear her voice, and it's his precious sovereignty and his precious mercy and his love and his kindness and his smile toward us when we hear her, and the life that he blesses to bless her to live and us to live, to be part of this, because he said, them that do the will of my Father which are in heaven are my saints, my mother and my brethren. So I thank him for the family, that y'all are my family in him, because y'all choose to do what he says, his will. And I love each and every one of you. May he keep you strong in Jesus' name and never let y'all go. And I thank God that he will never let y'all go, or me. We are his and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
In his name, amen.
Thank you all.
Well, that we're going to be reading.
What a mighty God.
Good to hear your voice this morning. Amen.
Yay.
Amen.
Bless everyone.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Price, opening up your line.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe that Minister Rachel said it all. Glory to God. What a great blessing. I have almost the same sentiments on the inside. And if Minister Rachel is still listening, I'm going to come back and say hi to you guys. I wanted her to know we've been studying Malachi this week, the last book of the New Testament. And every time I would listen to, I've been listening to Malachi, I thought about your Malachi. And there he came in this morning. And I could hear you saying, Minister Rachel, Malachi. So as I was reading, I start to send you, they have a synopsis of the whole book. It's really written nice. It's kind of like in a cartoon kind of a style. And I always listen to it before I go into the regular book and listen to the word on it. And I start to send you this, that synopsis and our new book, you know, the book we read this week. But God bless you, Minister Rachel. Hi, praise God, Apostle and Pastor Mom and Mary and Joy. Good morning, you guys. So good
morning.
Oh, there, I can hear you all. Good morning. I send much love to each one of you all. I thank God for traveling mercies and grace as you all went. I was praying for you all. Mary, I was praying around your ear and for your equilibrium. I was praying for one of y'all legs last night, down in y'all legs. I was praying for legs and interceding for you guys, you all last night, and thanking God for giving you all safety there and travel there. I praise God for you all, and that you all got a good sleep, I pray, and God's blessing upon each one of you. I want to thank God this morning for Pastor Mom. Thank you for that word from Psalms 103. And then I thank you for the word you shared with us, for God being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of his hand. Glory to God. That's one of the words that when you speak that word out, it blesses my heart. Hallelujah, Pastor Mom. And then I want to thank God for Pastor Mom and Apostle, for this is Appreciation Month for ministers. And I want to tell you both, Pastor Mom and Apostle, that I really do appreciate you. We appreciate you and all that you do. Hallelujah, as pastors of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. It's a time when we can be encouraged and we can be strengthened as we come on. And even though we're in different parts of the country, we can still be blessed to be, you know, in this service with you all. I also want to thank God, as Minister Rachel did, for letting Pastor Mom and you and Apostle, for letting God use you in his service. As Minister Rachel, I said, she said what was in my heart, even that you both have said yes to the Lord, yes to his will, yes to his way. I can remember, Apostle, when the Lord had me in the tent ministry, and the tent was in our yard in Los Angeles, and how the children would just, I mean, I didn't have to go out and look for nobody. They'd be there even before the service would be there. And under that tent and ready and willing and ready to, you know, to go. And then sometimes, you know, there are always people who are going to try to question about what God calls you to do when it may look like, and even the enemy himself may come. But God said, being under the tent, and the Lord said to me, he said, Helen, count it that I've honored you to put you here in that tent to minister to the young people. He said, because this is going to be over with after a while, Helen. And he said, do what you can do while you can do it now. When he would tell me that I didn't quite understand all that was going on, but I continued on as he gave me the faithfulness to do it. So where you and Pastor Mom and Apostle, while you all are there and God is using you all in his service, and both of you are willing, I thank God for your yes, Mom. I thank God for your willingness to go forward in him and to be used in this service. There's a man named Paul Martin says, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Don't do it without me. Glory to God. So I thank God that what he's doing in this season, Apostle and Pastor Mom, he's not doing it without you. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I want to thank God for both of you all. Thank God for the word and for the entire service today from beginning to end. I thank God for the service, and I just thank God for being in your midst. I love you all, and may you all have a very blessed day and enjoy dinner after service is over with. And I said I'm there with you all in spirit, and thank God for you all. God bless you. And Apostle, I think I wrote to you so you'll know what I did. We did give an offering to the East St. Louis Christian Center, but we send one for you, part for you and for Pastor Mom, to let you for appreciation. Hey. I mean, that's not much, but we thank God for what God has blessed you, you know, to say we appreciate you. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Price. And
hallelujah. And go back on
we
you.
Pray blessings over. Excuse me?
I guess I'm going back on mute.
Okay. Okay. Amen. We pray blessings over you and all those who gave and are giving, for Clergy Appreciation Month. And we pray the Melchizedek blessing over you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to look that up. The Melchizedek blessing. I know you know it, Pastor Price.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So
amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. We appreciate that. And I remember the tent and how all the children would show up. All those children now are grown. And they have children of their own now. But that was for such a time as that. And God did great and awesome things. Hallelujah. And so even with, you know, what we're doing now, I'm so encouraged looking back at what the Lord had you doing. And I know one day we're going to look back and we're going to see the greatness of what God is doing right here at this time, at this moment. And we praise him even in advance before we have the full revelation on it. So thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Well, we have a few more who are still on here, so we're going to open up the line. I think we have Minister Carrie and Sister Amen. So we're going to open up the line. Others, they went on, but we have you guys left on the line as well who haven't said anything today. If you'd like to say something, your line is open. Both of your lines are open right now, and I hope I got Sister Faye's number correct. It's good to see you on Sunday, Sister Faye. I don't think we've seen you on a Sunday. We usually see you on Tuesday, and hopefully I have the number right, 314-625. So welcome, and it's always good to see you, Sister Carrie, Minister Carrie.
Okay.
So
I want to say good morning to everyone. And to each person, Mom, Pastor Mom, and Apostle Kizzy, and just everyone, and Pastor Price. Mom, I just want to thank you. I thank you for being that woman that that God has set apart as a pastor and as a mother for those that that you've ministered to throughout the years. Why this came to mind, and I looked it up because I didn't know where it was. It's in Romans 10:15, and it said, "And how should they preach unless they are sent, and it is written?" And this part was it: "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." And I want to say that not only to Mom, but to you, Apostle Kizzy, and any pastors on, I know Pastor Price and anyone. And I do, and I join what I know many, many women and men, children, and just thank the Lord for those that he set apart for him to carry the good news to those that don't know. I thank the Lord how you ministered each one through your loving kindness that draws people out from the place they're in, out to, and not only that you draw them out, but you point them to the Lord. and how they can walk and how they can stand. I thank you, even Pastor Price, how you showed how to even stand when the enemy comes against your mind and against things, because I just thank the Lord for your family. And I know many more that the same thing. And I just bless your family, each one of you all, and the ministers of a gospel. And Mom, for you, just to keep persevering, no matter what, you keep giving the word of the Lord, not your words, but you give the word of the Lord, and that so builds. You know, because it just shows that you stood on that foundation and you didn't waver. You're standing now on the foundation and not wavering. And you taught your family the same thing. So I just thank the Lord for you, and I just bless you all. And that's it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Carey. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. You know how the little kids used to say, somebody say something to them, and they say, well, it takes one to know one. Well, it takes one to know one. So when you see the faithfulness, you know, because God has done that in you as well. So thank you so much. We appreciate that, and we do feel appreciated.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. All right. Minister Faye, did you want to say anything? If not, we're going to go ahead and close. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. All right. So, Pastor Mom, did you have any closing remarks?
Yeah, it was very good. Everything was very good this month.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Well, we enjoyed having our guest today.
Yeah.
Help us with the service, Minister Joy, Minister Mary. It was such a blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. We certainly appreciate you all coming, and appreciate you all helping with the church service today and what you're going to do in the next several days, being here with Pastor Mom. So we just want to publicly thank you and appreciate you guys, let you know we appreciate you. I love your hand signals. I'm not looking at Mary, okay? Amen. So God bless all of you. And have a blessed rest of the day. And Pastor Mom's going to close us out with prayer.
Oh, Father, we thank you for this day and give you all the praise for this day, Lord.
Amen.
We give you all the praise. And I am saved. So,
may the Lord.
May the Lord watch between me and thee. Well, we have them one from another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. Bye-bye.